Mr. President, distinguished representatives, on behalf of the DPRK delegation, I'd like to express deep appreciation to delegations for their constructive and sincere engagement in the course of the DPRK's fourth cycle review. My particular gratitude goes to UPR Secretariat and members of the Troika, namely Eritrea, United Arab Emirates, and Paraguay for their efficient and excellent cooperation that contributed to the successful review. As I stated earlier in my opening remarks, the DPRK attaches great importance to the UPR process, which deals with human rights situations of all countries impartially and constructively. From this standpoint, my delegation has actively participated in the interactive dialogue to address questions and recommendations raised by delegations, with a view to promoting correct understanding of the human rights policy and realities on the ground. And the fourth cycle review proved to be another useful occasion in furthering our future activities. In particular, constructive recommendations made by many delegations during the review will encourage DPRK's efforts for further improving the human rights of its people and positively facilitate its international cooperation in the area of human rights, and I avail myself of this opportunity to express appreciation to them once again. Madam Vice President, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea has been making every effort to promote and protect the human rights of the people by giving top priority to ensuring their rights and interests. As in the past, we shall carefully study all the accepted recommendations in this review and take follow-up measures through robust consultations with all national stakeholders to translate them into reality. The final position of the DPRK on the recommendations will be provided in due course, no later than the 58th session of the Human Rights Council. In conclusion, I'd like to reassure you of the DPRK's full commitment to international human rights obligations. I thank you.
Deseo agradecer a su excelencia y a la delegación de la República Popular